Friend, it's wonderful to take time with each other now, and I look forward to these moments. I woke up very early and thought, oh, today we're going to take a little time with the podcast. Right now, as I'm speaking those words to you, I watch a deer in the lower meadow walking very slowly and gently through the grasses and perennial growth down there with the sun hitting its ears, and it's early. The sun has just risen a little while ago, and now I see a fawn scampering after it, so it's a doe who has her young with her, and you think of the bounty and the beauty of this time of year. Even with the drought we have, the fields are just overflowing with their late summer growth, capped by beautiful brown-eyed Susans and the absolutely elegant Queen Anne's lace, which seems to stand taller than ever this year, spreading out its white blossoms in true, great, wonderful glory, acting like necklaces laid out along the side of the roadway. Very, very beautiful time of year. And the deer making their way there. I just think of other mothers and fathers this day who are waking, and possibly your mother or father waking or catching the end of the day and having time to be here with us. Your lives are so demanding, and there's so much that you do to love us well. So for your children who don't always seem grateful, and for times when I wasn't with my parents, I just want to say to you today, thank you. Depth of gratitude is really the heart of life. Brother David Stendhalrest, in a very beautiful book a number of years ago, talked about gratitude as the heart of prayer. And that arose in me again this morning as I rose and came to the window and saw the light only now then arising in the east and now licking the field below, and as I was saying, watching deer pass and listening to birds here, they're quieter than they certainly were in the earlier summer, but nonetheless, they're out here and moving around and talking to each other. There's so much to be grateful for. I woke off and on through the night, and not with concerns or worries, but just gentle moments of awareness. I wonder often, what is meditation like when we enter into it as we are now? Might it be also many moments of memories of gratitude? Not dwelling on any one of them, but letting flow whatever it is that arises in us. Conscious of it, letting it pass. Not holding it onto it, but like these deer in the field, just letting them walk across the valley below. There's a great richness in our life, and one of the ways in which we celebrate it with gratitude is that we don't hold on to it. We treasure it and give thanks for it and share it with others. The gospel for today, we hear Jesus saying to his disciples, once again, this line that I share with you, do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. And our Lord and teacher continues, sell your belongings and give alms and provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. An inexhaustible treasure in heaven is waiting for you. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. I know in my times of anxiety, and I was sensing it this morning. I thought, gee, I'm woken. I'm pretty happy this morning. This is a peaceful day. What's going on? And I could think or feel about some of the things that often might stir me to anxiety. But praise God, today that isn't what's happening. I'm not dwelling on them. They're not taking over me. Here you and I have this moment with each other and with the loving and living God. When I came to college at St. Bonaventure University, I met a Franciscan sister who gave me a prayer card, and it came to mind earlier this morning and did when I began this reflection with you, and it had a very simple expression on the cover that I lend to you now. It's a quote given to St. Francis, but I don't know anybody who's found out where it is in his words, so this has happened before with our great saint. We attribute a lot to him, Francis of Assisi. But the simple expression is, creation is the flower of infinite poverty. Creation is the flower of infinite poverty. We have a God who squandered him herself on us, just love poured out, as we say. A God who has never and will never hold back. Amazingly, probably for our wonderfully little human minds, we can't get our mind or our hands or anything around this one. Creation is a flower of a God who just, in our images, made God's self poor for us. Coming among us, yes, in Jesus Christ, and the poor Lord, the poor one who came as a poor child to a poor family, but also in this pouring out, this absolute generosity, this fullness of self, almost embarrassingly so. And I think meditation might be just the beautiful beads on a rosary or the St. Anne's lace along the side of a road, or the moments now when a bell rings and you're grateful. It's great if we have 10 or 15 or especially 20 minutes to sit in meditation and have a practice that has some habit to it, but maybe there's this inner habit that's first, the first one. And that is the awe of a God who is poured out in our midst now. Not a God that we have to go looking for or wake up. Hey, wake up, I want to talk to you. Certainly not a God we have to acquire or negotiate with. But the God of Jesus Christ is the one I know and believe in, and it's just striking that Jesus again and again and now today says, do not be afraid any longer. What a tender phrase, little flock. For your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Poured out in our midst, in our hearts and in the world. One might say, and I do in my heart now, why would I hold back then? Why do I? Or maybe a better way of saying it is, might I not hold back today? Might my only intemperance be my generosity, stirred by God's very own generosity? I smile as I share this with you and have great love for you. I've had a chance to meet a number recently who take time to listen to these podcasts, and your faces arise with me now. Waking in solitude here in my hermitage, looking out over the valley, the world is full of so many, isn't it? Just so rich in the beauty and the bounty of it, and many memories, and many of our memories are painful, but allowing those rich and joyful ones, the joyful mysteries of our lives, to surface now and to give thanks. Possibly that's a mantra for today. Simply something like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Or whatever might arise in your heart that allows you and I to know that creation, all that is here, is the continuing flowering of a God who lively right now and without limit pours God's self out into our midst. that we, in our prayerful awareness, might begin that habit with ourselves as well. Peace to you, my friend. It's wonderful to share this time with you, and I'm just so grateful that Greg has been thoughtful in the way in which we co-minister this and the music that he'll share with you and me, so that we have a felt sense of the peace and prayer of God right now. The peace of the Lord be with you always.